KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week, we're wishing you a Merry Christmas, talking about some bulletproof stockings and offering more of our look ahead to 2016. David Wiegand is Assistant Managing Editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And good morning and Merry Christmas,
good
David.
Good morning and happy holidays to you as well.
Yeah, thanks so much. And let's start with a taste of Brazil. That's the Berkeley Choro Ensemble. Always such a tasteful sound, but really very imaginative, very inventive way of playing this Brazilian style.
I love Brazilian music, and so much of it has just permeated American culture over the years. And what's great, really great about this is that they're performing it as part of the Point Richmond Jazz Series, which is a really, really terrific series. And we featured them in the past, but, you know, they always have great programming, and I'm glad they have the Choro Ensemble as part of their series this week.
The Berkeley Choro Ensemble plays tomorrow night at the First United Methodist Church in Point Richmond. Some soundtracks are pretty familiar after 8 films. Yeah, everybody under 30 will recognize that. That's Harry Potter's theme.
No wonder I don't recognize it.
Well, anyway, all of us need help sometimes deciphering the details of Harry Potter's stories. And so enter Potted Potter. This is a duo named Daniel Clarkson and Jefferson Turner, two nerds who promised to cram all 7 Potter books into a frantic evening.
This sounds really funny. Often in the top couple movies I have seen, I've sat there and kind of, you know, made up satire in my mind. But that's what these guys do, is they take it all and they cram it into, you know, just a short period of time and make it very funny.
Potted Potter continues through January 3rd at the Palace of Fine Arts in San Francisco. Now here's something unexpected for Christmas. That's the Hasidic women's band Bulletproof Stockings rocking a traditional prayer. The translation is, "My soul thirsts for you," which tells you how devout they are, but they also are really rocking.
Well, they are. They're a very legitimate alt-rock group. Mm-hmm. And over the years, their concerts are not really exclusively for women, but they pretty much, all their audience knows that.
Yeah, Bulletproof Stockings, that, by the way, refers to the heavy leggings many ultra-Orthodox women wear, are playing at the Great American Music Hall tomorrow night. And this is supposedly a No Men Allowed concert. They have been selling out theaters in New York City doing just that. So now let's go far out and talk about some of the big shows and arts events coming this year, stuff we think is very cool and stuff that we think may sell out. First, 2 major Bay Area museums reopen in new spaces, and we're going to start with the Berkeley Art Museum and its affiliate, the Pacific Film Archive, getting their new home at the end of January.
Yeah, I think a lot of people had a sort of love for the old building. It was very strange. It was sort of like being in
I hated that.
Well, it was sort of an M.C. Escher space, you know, not necessarily the right display space for art. Uh-huh. But this is a brand new building, as well as the rebuilding of a printing plant, a former printing plant that they have owned for a while. It's a major event for the year. There are several major visual arts events in 2016. In May, we have the Big Magilla, the reopening of SF MoMA and its brand new Fisher Wing, which is, you know, an event of worldwide importance, really.
And it'll be interesting. I was curious to note that SF MoMA has never matched the audience numbers of the De Young, and maybe with this new expansion it will. There's lots of exciting new music coming in 2016 as well, including something new from this composer.
Thank you.
Terrence Blanchard wrote this piece about New Orleans after Katrina. And in February, Opera Parallel and SF Jazz will present Blanchard's opera Champion about boxer Emile Griffith. Amazing story.
It is an amazing story. In 1962, he was outed as gay by one of his opponents. And, I mean, we think of gay athletes today. We're getting
still
more and more used to it.
Yeah.
It's always newsworthy, mm-hmm. but becoming less and less so. But 1962, and especially in that sport, which we perceive as hyper-masculine and so right. forth, and therefore gay people wouldn't do it, it's a compelling story. And the book for the opera is written by Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Michael Christopher and features bass Arthur Woodley reprising his role as the title character.
Champion is at SF Jazz February 19th through the 28th. How about San Francisco Ballet? They're going to start their season after the Nutcracker ends sometime in mid-January. What are you excited about?
Well, there are a couple of younger choreographers who are going to be represented this season. One is Liam Scarlett, who has a piece called Fearful Symmetries, which is going to be on the program for January 27th. And the other one is Justin Peck. He's a very hot young choreographer, and his piece is called In the Countenance of Kings. He's been the subject of a lot of media attention for the work that he's been doing.
And our favorite chamber group, the Kronos Quartet, has a big festival coming up. That's just a taste of what the Kronos Quartet can do with exotic world music. David Harrington and Kronos are featuring some fellow musical explorers in their upcoming festival, Pippa Master Wu Man, and a West Coast premiere of a work about Chernobyl. That's the Soviet-era nuclear power plant disaster. And a duet between Bay Area composer and multi-instrumentalists Van An Vo and David Coulter. Plus a family concert. Of course, everything is going to be there at the Kronos Explorer Festival at SF Jazz, February 4th through the 7th. Thanks so much, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor at the San Francisco Chronicle. All these listings and lots more end-of-the-year coverage is at kqed.org/arts. I'm Cy Musiker, and Merry Christmas from all of us at The Do List.